Welcome to the Tradies in Business podcast with your hosts, Warwick Bidwell and Nicole Cox. Divert your phone and grab a brew as Waz and Nick unpack tips, tales, secrets and stuff-ups from guests both inside and outside your trade, helping educate and inspire you to break the cycle of gut-busting and money stress and create a true trade business.
Hello, Coxie.
G'day, Waz.
I'm quitting.
Again.
We're not talking about substances or coffee. Well, that's a substance, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. It's a stimulant, if nothing else.
Hey, it's a Fuck It Friday episode, listeners.
Surprise!
Yeah, I just dropped an F-bomb, so you should know that it's a... Look at us, we're peaking out the levels. Yeah. We're crashing
the
levels.
We're very loud today.
I need to turn the microphone gain down a bit. But then it gets all crackly.
Sorry about the crackles.
Yeah, crackles. Chocolate crackles. I used to love chocolate crackles at Christmas. Did you? Do you know what chocolate crackles are? How does everyone know what chocolate crackles are?
Because they were a lunchbox staple when we were children. I was the weird kid that didn't get them.
Okay, chocolate crackles and white Christmas.
That's, I like white Christmas.
Yuck, it's kofa. It's vegetable shortening.
It's coconut oil.
Ew.
Coconut oil is good for you.
Yeah, apparently. So is listening to the radio.
It is. But you're quitting.
This is going to bounce around all over the place.
It is. It's a Friday.
I tried to connect with someone on LinkedIn via a Chamber of Commerce event, and he was supposed to be there. And he's some, regional director, manager thing. I doubt he's going to listen to the podcast. So
I bet he does now.
If he does, I've got zero chance of actually getting an introduction to him. But he was meant to be at this networking event, and I thought, oh, my gosh, Triple M. So Southern Cross Austereo, regional manager. So I dutifully went home and pulled out my phone, and I sent a connection request on LinkedIn.
Awesome.
And now, most people I know accept those things unless it's a stalker trying to flog your stuff or
hello,
maybe that's why he didn't accept my request.
Yes,
but I put a personal message with it and said, you know, got an idea that just something about helping tradies in Australia, and you know, would love to have a chat to you about it, and nothing.
You got ghosted.
I got like frozen out,
caspered,
ghosted. I don't get ghosted very often. I don't get ghosted very often. And I wasn't quite sure what to do.
You do nothing. They're gone.
So I gave up.
You quit.
One try and I quit.
Right. So we're never going to be radio stars then.
Well, I don't know. It's not seeming that way.
I'd like to be a radio star.
We've had a few people say, oh, yeah, I know a guy. And I'll hook you up.
None of that worked.
And I don't know if they just said that so we felt better, and then they went, I'm not hooking you guys up.
Maybe they think our podcast sucks.
Well, I can't see why they'd think that.
Well, people still listen. We get bunches of downloads.
Our downloads are going up.
And they're incredible.
I think it's because we're doing less episodes.
Less Fuck It Fridays. Yeah. There you are. I said it. Boom.
But it did, and it does get me thinking, like, how much is too much to pester somebody?
That's
like,
a really good question.
Because I thought, oh, maybe I should message him again. And then I was like, oh, it might be a bit desperate or annoying or...
So has your request been declined or just ignored?
Well, it just gets ignored, and you don't know if they've even seen it, but I suspect he has. Like, he hasn't.
Has he got lots of contacts on LinkedIn?
Yeah, he has.
Okay, so he's all over LinkedIn.
And I can see who's viewed my profile.
Ah, and so you've got the pro version.
Yeah.
Ah.
And he hasn't viewed my profile either.
Oh, well, he's made a grand assumption of who you are, Mr. Tradie Wingman.
He looked at the contact request and went, wanker.
Maybe he didn't like your little spiel. Maybe your picture was off.
Well, yeah, true. It was pretty short, though. I kept it really short and necessarily vague.
Maybe you thought, oh, here's another dropkick messaging me via LinkedIn to tell me that they've got a great idea.
Just because I moved to Toowoomba and he's in Toowoomba, it's not a small town, bro. No. Anyway, so I wondered about, you know, for our listeners too, it's like, well, how long do you keep persisting and pestering somebody that you want to get a connection with, whether it's a property manager or a builder you want to do work for, I mean, the customer thing, I think, is a little different. If, you know, if you're chasing someone that you've done a quote for, we've talked about that ad nauseum, but just more on that connection front, you know, like we would love to do some sort of a radio show on probably Triple M, because Coxie, you reckon tradies are Triple M listeners?
Most of them, except some of our group members prefer a different radio station on the Gold Coast, but we want to impact as many tradies as we can. So we need a national station rather than a local station.
And it would be a great way for us to do talkback.
Yes.
With tradie business owners.
How cool would that be?
Talkback with tradies in business. That's even got like a double entendre thing.
Hello.
Play on words. How smart is that?
I think we're very smart, and that's why we're looking to get on a radio show.
We definitely need a rug in this room, though.
We do. It's a bit of a echoey. Sorry, guys.
We need a big purple shag pile.
We're not getting a purple shag pile. It does not go with the rest of the decor.
It's got to be matchy-matchy, huh?
It has to be matchy. So we've moved office, people.
What colour shag are we going to get?
Grey. We'll have a grey shag.
Like a shag on a rock?
Yes, on a Friday. Fuck it.
So we think the Triple M idea is bloody brilliant.
We do.
Nobody else seems to agree, Coxie.
Well, is it that they haven't agreed, or we just haven't found the right connection?
And that goes back to my point. I thought going straight to the regional manager of Oz Stereo would be the best approach. But he disagreed by ghosting my request to connect.
It's a pretty big answer, isn't it? I wonder if...
Is that Triple M ring?
No, it's not Triple M. Damn. Worst luck. It's the accountant. So it's almost as good as Triple M.
Not quite.
He's always the bearer of good news or some sort of news.
Some sort of news,
some
yeah.
Some sort of news. Yeah, yeah. It's probably a fairer thing to say. No, but I wonder if you try one more time.
Just one more time.
Well, maybe you'd be a bit arrogant and say, hey, I see you ignored my previous request. Hey,
thanks for ghosting me, asshole. How about accepting my request so I can talk to you?
How can I add value to your business?
How can I add value to Triple M?
I'd
just make it a better place.
There you are. So just, that's what you need to say in your
just
message.
Just being on the airwaves.
Of course.
Can you imagine how their stocks would go up if you and I had a radio show on Triple M?
If they had stocks in Icebreak, maybe a lot.
Or in alcohol, because people are like, oh my gosh, it's these two idiots again.
Absolutely.
No, but so if you were at a networking function and you walked up to someone like that and said, hi, you don't know me, my name's Nicole, just wanted to meet you, and they just turned their back on you and walked off.
I'd probably shout obscenities at them as they walked away.
But no one would do that, would they?
No.
No. But we do that online a lot, don't we? It's like we hide behind the screen and the keyboard, even in business. And I think LinkedIn is a classic example of that, where people are inappropriately shaking hands with you, like, you know, forcing their
hand. They're not just shaking hands.
No. It's like, let me reach into your pocket and put a business card in there.
Yes.
Like, whoa, dude, that's a bit too familiar.
Thank you.
And then there's the people who are just ghosting all over the place.
Ghosting's a popular thing at the moment.
Really? I'm not familiar with ghosting.
Oh, I've got teenagers and young adults that are on dating apps and they tell me they get ghosted.
Ah, is that what it's all about?
Mm.
Just like freezing out or cold shoulder or just ignoring them.
Just ignoring them. I don't really understand the concept. I'm not that cool.
But I see people ghosting on email too.
Yes.
I email people stuff and it's just like, I literally ring them up, say, hey, man, did you get my email? It's like, oh, yeah.
Yeah, sorry about that. I forgot to answer.
2 weeks ago. You're like, you didn't want to say I'm busy and I'll get back to you in a week? Or is it nothing?
I had a big blog post 2 weeks ago now where I was whinging about people.
Doesn't sound like one of your blogs.
Well, I don't often complain on the blog, but I did this time. And I was whinging about the fact that I was being constantly peppered by readers, by people I meet, by friends, by family.
Price of fame, Coxie. Imagine what would happen if you were on Triple M.
Oh, man.
You'd have to move to another country.
Maybe that's why we're not on the radio.
Because we're too famous already.
We don't have enough time to deal with all the requests for information. All the
fan mail.
But I've had a huge influx of people requesting specific information to their job for free. So they will send me half the information and say, which white paint do I choose for this wall, for example?
The one you think looks best.
Well, I can't choose it for them because I haven't inspected their site. I don't know what other colours are in the room. et cetera, et cetera.
And they haven't paid you any money.
And they haven't paid me any money.
Fancy that.
But I'll send back some general advice so that they can help themselves, and I never hear from them again.
Not even thanks.
Not even a thank you. Or the one that really gets my goat is when they, and this happens on Facebook at least once a week, somebody will get in touch complaining about their builder. Just want to check, is the builder doing the wrong thing here? 9 times out of 10, the builder isn't. The builder may be at fault because they haven't communicated well, but they're actually not in the wrong. The client's got the wrong end of the stick. But rather than get back to me exactly and say, thank you for letting me know, they get cross and I never hear from them again.
You get ghosted.
You get ghosted.
Yeah. I want to ghost somebody now.
Maybe one of our listeners will put their hand up. Can you please ghost me, Warwick?
Send me an email and I'll ghost you. I can't do it though. I just think it's rude. Even if I...
No.
Someone sends me something. Like on LinkedIn, I get incessant spam, basically.
Yeah, I don't answer those.
I've got, you know, 1,500 plus contacts on LinkedIn, you know.
God, you're a bragger. Look at you.
Oh, it's not a big deal.
I'm going to check my numbers now.
There's people in there with like thousands of connections. Because they've got
nothing better to do with their time.
And a lot of them are just crap. It's like, hey, connect with me. Yeah, sure. You're a dog washer in, you know, Manila. I'll connect with you. And to me, that's kind of pointless. And then you get people that send out the spammy private messages on LinkedIn. It's like,
I hate those
things. I looked at your profile. It looks great. I think there's some synergies there. Here's my latest product or program. You know, check it out. If you're interested, give me a call and click this link. And it's like, even those, I actually reply back and say,
do you?
No, thanks.
Warwick.
Just out of courtesy. It's like, you know, no, thank you. I'm fine.
That's amazing. I do not answer those people and I consider myself to be very courteous.
Yeah, so that's...
Maybe I'm just a bitch.
Should we do a poll?
Can we not? I don't think I like the answer.
We're going to put a poll on Facebook.
Is Nicole a bitch?
Oh, no. I'd like to see someone tick yes on that one.
Yeah, good luck. I only have 418 connections.
But see, how often are you on LinkedIn?
Ignoring messages. That's all I do on LinkedIn.
You ghost everybody. That's why you only have 418.
Exactly.
I'm being polite and they're all like, oh, this guy's really nice. We can spam him.
Okay. So I understand now I'm just a bitch. That's what it is. What a surprise.
We don't need to do the poll.
I don't think my ex-husband would disagree.
Yeah.
My current husband might.
I would hope so.
Not agree.
I was going to say, I'll finish that sentence for you. I hope he disagrees with that statement. Anyway, I'll try again.
Yes.
I'll try again.
I think you should, just once.
See how we go with Triple M. Should we pick a different radio station?
Where else do we go? I don't know where to go. Tradies don't listen. Well, I listen to AM if I'm going to listen to radio.
AM?
I do.
You really are old.
I love talkback radio. I really do. It's fantastic.
Right.
I love it. I love Richard Feidler and the Conversation Hour.
Yeah, I used to listen to that occasionally.
I really like it.
Do you know, I used to like Hack on Triple J.
Hack was awesome. They and still have Hack.
Yeah, but it went to shit.
Well, they got rid of Steve Kinnane.
Yeah.
That's what changed everything. Brilliant. Steve, if you're listening, can you get us a job on a radio station, please?
Steve, come on the podcast.
Okay, that would be, would you?
Oh, can we get like one of the former Triple J legends on the podcast?
Adam?
Yeah, Adam Sandler. Not Adam Sandler, you wanker. Adam, what's his name? Spencer.
Yeah.
I knew it started with an S. I don't think we'd be able to get Adam Sandler on the show.
No, thanks. I don't like Adam Sandler, but Adam Spencer's great.
I think he's funny.
Do you?
Yeah, Adam Spencer was funny. But it got really political.
It is now very, and they've just changed hosts and it's quite millennial and I find it hard to listen to now.
It's just like everything about Australia is fucked and the government's fucked and everything's shit. And
isn't that typical ABC radio?
You're all evil and... It used to be, they used to dig into things, I found, but it was a bit more balanced. You know, it still obviously had that younger generation alternative feel about it. But, yeah, Hack was good. I used to listen to that a bit.
Hack was very cool. It's still very cool. I still quite like Hack.
Hey, what we should do a poll about this is what radio station people actually listen to.
I only listen to Triple J or 612 or... Recently, the builder's been having me listen to a different one. I can't remember. It's not 4BC, but it's another. It's a Melbourne-based one or a Sydney-based one. And then my dad's mate does another Sydney radio on a Saturday morning. that sometimes I listen to, but I don't enjoy that quite so much. It's a bit sporty for me.
See, I'm surprised people listen to radio at all.
And really?
It's been interesting with the whole podcasting thing, because podcasting is on demand.
Mm.
People still listen to radio.
Mm. I listen to the radio when I'm not really invested or I don't have the headspace to give thinking to the story. The podcast I'll listen to when I want to think or learn or experience what's going on. The radio is more of a background noise for me.
Mm. I don't do background noise.
Don't you?
No.
Can't work with it.
No. I haven't listened to the radio for, I don't know how, it'd be over a decade.
Wow.
Since I listened to the radio.
Gosh. I don't really know what to say to that.
I listen to music. There's Spotify.
But how do you find new music?
And there's podcasts. Spotify tells me what to listen to.
Ah, I've never tried Spotify's suggestions before.
Yeah, I've gone down some rabbit holes with that.
Oh, that would be interesting.
Like this episode.
Yeah, hello. But that's why I listen to Triple J, because I love Australian music. I love alternative music, although I think it's quite mainstream now. And that's where I go to find the new music that I'd like to listen to when I get a bit bored.
I used to do that with Triple J, and then it all turned into R&B, like Smack Your Mother and Kill Your Dog fucking shit.
Well, there is plenty of that, but I've got teenage boys. That stuff's on in the house all the time.
I hit 40 years of age and I went, yeah, I'm out. I'm done. I'm just going to go to Spotify and listen to what I know.
What are you going to do if Grace enjoys that music when she grows up?
I'm going to wash her ears out with soap.
I've tried it. It doesn't work.
I'm going to fill them with silicon so she can't hear it. I have this fabulous, idealistic view that my daughter will never listen to that music.
I used to have the same. And I am proud to say that my own two, particularly have a really broad taste in music. They love some of the old stuff. They really like Queen. They really like Red Hot Chili Peppers or Guns N' Roses. You know, all the good stuff that we listen to. They really like a lot of that stuff.
What do you mean the old stuff? That's not old.
No. Well, sorry, we are getting old, Warwick, according to the kids anyway.
Older.
But they do also like a lot of the new stuff. So I'm pretty proud of their music taste. I'm sorry for my little Esche or whatever the other one is, lad. He likes the rap stuff.
Oh, it's not good.
Anyway,
everyone has their own personal taste. So let's not talk about Warwick's taste in music, which is
eclectic at best.
It's fairly broad.
Yes.
I was listening to some classical this morning.
Yes.
It was a beautiful way to start the day.
I agree.
And then you know, sometimes I'll crank a bit of Guns N' Roses.
Mm-hmm.
Love a bit of Cold Chisel.
Mm-hmm.
I'm
not a Cold Chisel fan.
Hilltop Hoods.
Love the Hoods.
Don't mind a bit of Aussie hip hop.
Mm-hmm.
And everything in between. Mm-hmm. I'm a big Radiohead fan.
Mm-hmm.
Elton John.
Elton John's spectacular. Powderfinger is my all-time favorite.
Yep.
No, well, they're neck and neck with the greats, who I still haven't introduced you to.
Yeah, okay. Mm. No, I know the greats.
Mm.
Yeah. Well, not personally.
I do.
Do you now?
Yes, inadvertently. I've served her when I was in pharmacy several times. They actually came out to record, I think it was Teeth Lost Hearts 1, out near Fenver. There's a recording studio out there. Randomly turned up in my pharmacy on the day my dog died, so I was really a mess. And I'm trying to keep it together.
I'm sure she
thought I was a weirdo. I'm trying to keep it together and serve her really sensibly because I had some great advice for the particular problem that needed to be solved. And then I spent the rest of the afternoon driving around town trying to find her because once I couldn't do any – I'm in a professional capacity. So I can't say, oh, my God, I'm fangirling. I just need to serve the customer and let them leave. But then I spent all afternoon driving around town trying to find her. I couldn't find her.
What drugs does she want?
I'm not telling you. We'll not break that professional line. And we went another couple of times at concerts.
Antihistamines or something. Mm.
So anyway, and I used to work with the father of the bass player from Powderfinger. Right. He's a pharmacist.
Right.
Hmm. There you are.
I know someone that shagged the lead singer of Wolfmother.
Oh, Andrew Stockdale. He's a bit of a worry. I'm less said about that the best, I think.
Anywho, hopefully she doesn't listen to the show.
You're in trouble now.
I don't really care. I'm not friends with that person. So
we should just do this at late. What is it? I can't think of the words. Claim to fame.
You're lost for words.
I was. That's never happens.
I think that's a first.
We'll do a claim to fame about who we know and how we know them.
Yeah, yeah.
I've run out.
Brush with fame.
I'm done.
I've never had a brush with fame.
Rubbish.
My biggest brush with fame is probably seeing myself in the mirror. Which I'm doing right now. It's very disconcerting sitting in the new studio here.
It is. The new studio is...
there's this like full-size mirror mm-hmm. on the wall mm-hmm. and I'm staring at myself talking to you.
Mm-hmm. It's so there so I can do my outfit photos.
I can see the back of your head great. And the front of mine.
How's my hair?
It's fine. Anyway, radio stations. Which one do you listen to, listeners? Other than Tradies in Business. Ooh, Tradies in Business Radio.
Yeah.
That'd get some listeners, wouldn't it?
Tell me that we couldn't be of great service to tradies calling in, talkback stuff.
I reckon that'd be awesome. I've done a couple of interviews. I've been on 2UE and ABC Radio Perth and...
Why Perth? How did you end up in Perth?
Oh, just the PR agent got me a gig on ABC Radio Perth.
As the tradie wingman?
Yeah, because they were doing a segment on trade businesses and, I don't know, good experiences or bad experiences and shit. And I was stuck in there as the trade expert, which was a bit laughable. But anyway.
How is that laughable?
Well, it was about tradies and their business and how they can fix this perception in the public.
Right.
And I was on 2UE in Sydney a couple of times.
Oh, that might be one of the stations Adam listens to. Is that a bit political?
Maybe, yeah, 2UE's. Mm-hmm. That's the one Alan Jones used to be on.
Oh, well, yes. That would be the one he
used
to. Is
on or used to be on. Anyway. Yeah, it was a bit of talkback radio and they got me on and then they had some tradies call in. And yeah, I reckon it's got legs.
I do. I think they. I don't know. I just like to find a way to connect with more tradies and give them some better advice.
Better advice, and I think, you know, a bit of enlightenment and some entertainment about some of the real stuff that's going on. I have this dream, Coxie. I have a dream that we do a reality TV show of our own one day.
Oh no!
About tradies in business.
So can we go and fix people's businesses?
Yeah.
Like renovating a house.
Like The Block.
Like The Block.
Except we've got a better name for it, haven't we?
No, I don't like your name.
Oh, I think it's a great name.
Why do you want to call it this?
The Croc.
But why?
Because it rhymes with The Block.
But what does it stand for?
Nothing. That was as far as I got.
That's terrible.
My name game was pretty weak at that moment.
Yeah, you're not sounding like a business expert when you want to call your business The Croc.
Like a teenage boy on a Friday afternoon. It's like, oh, I said The Croc. I don't know. But the TV thing, I reckon, is a real gig. Or radio, maybe. But TV would work.
Isn't there a business show on Saturday mornings? You don't watch television, so you're not going to be able to answer me.
No.
But I have a feeling there is a... There's the Koshy one, but I think that's Sunday. And Koshy's then there's
Business Builders?
Yeah, but there's a different one again.
I'd rather eat a jar full of fire ants.
That's not what you usually say.
What about Koshy?
No, about anything you don't want to do.
Yeah, anyway.
Mm. I don't know what you say about Koshy. Do you not like Koshy?
Anyway, so I reckon the tradies, the tradies reality business show would be awesome. I'm making it sound really shit, but...
this entire podcast episode is making you
imagine,
it sound shit.
Can you imagine us following around a tradie, you know, just mad busy, answering the phone, getting the shits with his staff, arguing with his missus at night? Sounding good, isn't it?
Mm.
And we follow them around with a camera crew and then, you know, we do these like deep and meaningful sessions with them. It's like, dude, what the fuck are you doing?
Interventions.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Your tradies in business interventions.
That's what we should have called the business, full stop. That's what we do.
We just do these interventions with people. We sit them down.
Jump in and shake the shit out of everything.
Sit them down in the lounge room, sit the whole family down, all the subbies, the accountant and the bookkeeper, and we do this big intervention.
That's a big intervention.
Mm.
That's pretty full on.
You can run those.
Mm.
Anyway.
No.
Let's start with radio. Come on, listeners. Who do you listen to?
Hit us up with who do you listen to.
Who's your radio station?
Do not answer the poll whether Nicole is a bitch or not. Let's just get past that one.
I dare somebody to make that poll up on one of our pages.
There are a few group members I just know will in good spirits, which will make me giggle.
I'm going to have to set up a fake Facebook profile so I can go and do it.
I will hunt you down.
Especially when I make it like, you know, Wayne Blowell or something like that. You'll know it's me.
Because it's not even close.
I don't think I've shared that story on the podcast.
No.
No, but someone actually misnamed me as Warren Blowell.
I don't even know what to say to that.
I got the loyalty card through from the business that I was. I was a member of their loyalty program, and my loyalty program thing rolled over for renewal. And the knob on the phone, when they took my details down again, obviously typed it in wrong or something, or someone was taking the piss epically.
I was about to say, are you sure they just didn't think you're a bit of a dick?
Dead set got this plastic card in the mail from a big Australian business with my name on it, Warren Blowell.
Oh, that's dreadful. I think somebody was taking the piss.
It was a pretty high-level piss take.
Did you keep it?
I did for a lot of years.
Because that's funny.
And then I destroyed it because I got sick of seeing it.
Did it not make you feel good?
No, it wasn't a very good porn star name.
I think somebody was taking the piss out of you big time.
I think so. Mm. I rang them up and asked them to send out a new one.
Did you?
I bet I was the butt of all the jokes.
Oh, yes.
Hey, that guy rang back. Yeah, that dude. We called him Warren Blowell.
That's hilarious.
Yeah. Anyway, how the bloody hell did we get onto that? So
you started it, as usual.
Listeners, go to Facebook. Tradies in Business, that's who we are. Tradies in Business on Facebook. And tell us who your radio is.
Who do you listen
to?
I'd
be perfect on radio.
Yep, this is why we don't have a gig.
I know why he ghosted us. He went and checked out the podcast.
And he thought,
listened to five minutes of one episode, heard me talking shit and went, oh, I'm talking to this bloke.
But you've got the best radio voice in radio.
I do not have a radio voice.
You do too.
I've got a good head for podcasting. So tell us who you listen to, who's your radio station, tell us why if you want to, and g'day to all of the radio execs that are out there listening. If you're looking for some talent, we've got some.
Yeah, it's much better than this, sorry.
We've even got radio voices.
We do. Sound like Scooby-Doo.
apart from that, if you happen to be on Facebook, make sure you join the group. What are we up to? 1,500 or something?
1400. Something like 1,400, I
1,400.
Think. Yep.
It's a lot anyway of real trade business owners.
I know.
Not fake accounts and spammers because we kick all them out.
Or what about the little other businesses that want to come in and sell to our tradies? We say no. Oh,
my gosh.
No deal.
We get a lot of them.
At least five
a day. So we are working hard to keep them out of that group. So it's just tradies in business in the group.
A couple of experts to share their knowledge.
Yes.
When drawn upon. Well, me.
Oh, I was going to say, that's not us, is it?
Maybe you.
We've got some other real experts.
We do.
But we answer lots of questions about software and bookkeeping and stuff.
Stuff.
And we do have some other experts lurking. There's HR people and admin-y people and marketing people. So you can get some good value in there for absolutely nothing. And it's in the groups, Tradies in Business on Facebook.
See you there.
That's it. And get us on the radio.
Please. Bye.
You've been listening to the Tradies in Business podcast with Warwick Bidwell and Nicole Cox. Find out more about today's guest, tools for your trade business, and other cool stuff at tradiesinbusiness.com.au.